A former senior government official speaking on condition of anonymity tells Kansas Public Radio that Governor Sam Brownback will be named the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations Agencies for Food and Agriculture in Rome. Stephen Caranda, that title is quite a mouthful. What exactly does this ambassador do?
This person is the head of the agency that links the U.S. government to several international organizations based in Rome. For example, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program.
Well, we may have good information that President Trump will be nominating Brownback for this job, but we haven't heard from the governor himself. What does his office have to say about this news?
Well, I requested a comment on this, and they would not confirm or deny it. Brownback's communications director, Malika Willoughby, says only that the governor is focused on the budget here in the state and the state's school funding system.
Our unnamed source says the governor will be named to this post, but we also confirmed that someone else who used to have this job has also heard this about the governor being appointed or named to this slot.
Yeah, David Lane formerly held the job as ambassador to the UN agencies in Rome from 2012 to 2016. He told me that he too heard about a week ago that Brownback may be selected for the position. Lane told me that the U.S. is a major funder for these international organizations, and the ambassador leads the U.S. team and is the main link between the U.S. government and these international groups.
Provides sort of strategic direction to the board of those agencies, and holds them accountable for the U.S. contribution and looks for results. So that's the role.
In this case, we have a governor who knows a lot about agriculture. He's from an ag state. He's a former state ag secretary, and he's a former U.S. senator. What did David Lane have to say about our governor's qualifications for this job?
Lane told me that he had met the governor during Brownback's work on malaria while he was a U.S. senator. He says the governor's agriculture background and his humanitarian work make him seem like a good fit for the job.
His humanitarian work, his work in on malaria and some of the other things that he was associated with as a senator would be as valuable or even more than his experience with agriculture as a sector.
Of course, this isn't the first time we've heard talk of the governor perhaps going to a Trump administration job.
No, there has been talk about this quite a bit around Kansas for several months. More than once, either myself or other reporters have asked the governor about possibly taking a job in the Trump administration, or if he's been in contact with them about jobs, and he's never really answered. Here he is, for example, speaking back in November.
I'm just making no comments about anything regarding the Trump administration.
Has this talk mostly been rumors, or have we seen some public comments on this?
Well, there have been some comments made in public from at least one credible source. Clay Barker is the executive director of the Kansas Republican Party. He was speaking at an event after the election, and he said that the Trump administration is open to hiring Governor Brownback.
Someone on the Trump team told me that there are positions, I have no idea which ones, that if Governor Brownback wanted them, he could have them.
We've heard about high-profile cabinet positions, but are there still jobs to fill in the Trump administration?
There are, because, you know, as you mentioned, we often hear about these high-level cabinet jobs, for example, Secretary of DHS or all the other big agencies, and those are very visible public positions. But there are a lot of jobs the president's administration gets to fill that are not direct cabinet-level jobs, but are a couple steps down below that.
Well, if the governor does indeed take this job, he would be leaving the state at a time when Kansas is literally and figuratively on fire. Active wildfires have consumed more than 1,000 square miles in parts of south central and western Kansas. And, of course, the state legislature is facing a serious budget deficit.
You know, it's not clear to me if these challenges are influencing the governor's decision, whether or not he takes a job in the Trump administration. But you're right, there are some challenges here in the state. Lawmakers are trying to find hundreds of millions of dollars to fill holes in the budget in the coming fiscal years. And they're under a court order right now that says the state is not adequately funding schools. So they're trying to write a new school funding system before the end of June.
All right, Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House, thanks for joining us. Just to recap, a former senior government official speaking on condition of anonymity tells Kansas Public Radio that Governor Sam Brownback will soon be named the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations Agencies for Food and Agriculture in Rome.